first of all imbibe the spirit of staying here. I must first of all imbibe the spirit.
No? You have already. Otherwise, how will you come in today?
I don't know. I have got some
wrong craving.
I feel fees. Some sort of attachment to it.
You don't craving any fees.
No.
But why you come?
That I don't know. I don't know.
What do you charge when you go outside?
I charge by 900 rupees.
Eh?
And day 50. I don't charge much. Bombay people charge double than me. You mean he wants that?
No, no. No, I must say you are a professional man. You charge. But why do you come here? See, that unless you are
I don't understand why you. I am attracted to you. Especially. I don't understand. I very much thinking. I've been thinking about it. There must be some Purva Janma. You may be relatives, I don't know. No, sadhu has been able to attack me as much as you have.
There is no...
Not even temples have attacked me.
There is no sadhu.
There is.
Dr. Kartik Chand Bose, he was a very big man. I was under him, manager of Bose's laboratory. From the very beginning, my father was paying him 2 rupees piece. But when he became very big, still my father was paying 2 rupees. He was French. So he refused to pay. No, you must be paid for it. So he used to accept the 2 rupees.
In those days were a lot of money.
Yes, 2 rupees nowadays, possibly. Mm-hmm. 20 times. This year ghee, you can ghee or gold.
Yes, gold.
Yes, gold standard. Very good.
So
in our childhood, I've seen my mother used to purchase gold for ornament 20 rupees.
18, 20 rupees.
Well, it's 600. No,
700.
35 times.
When I was married, gold was at 19 rupees and 62 paise.
No.
In 1930.
19 rupees?
19 rupees and a half.
No.
In 1930.
Because
sovereign was 14 rupees.
In our marriage in 1918,
it was more because of the First World War. Then it slumped down, and the lowest was in 1930. Then it rose. Then in 1935, it was 30 rupees. And in 1940, it was 38. And 1950, it was 50 rupees. And 1956, we got at the rate of 56 rupees.
And
I still remember, because we have been buying gold every year.
1959 or 60. The price is 96 rupees.
Then suddenly it rose.
Yes.
Now, because the Americans have buying gold, the gold standard has been left out. They can corner the gold of the whole world. But I have heard that the Russians have got some gold mountains on the surface. Take out the gold very easily from there. You have to dig up, dig down.
No, in South Africa there is gold.
Yes.
In the city there are so many gold mines. In South Africa.
Yes, South Africa is today supplying the more than half of the world gold. Our minds are getting exhausted, colder and all this. Nice picture. America, they have not been able to search out gold anywhere.
Perhaps in South America they may be doing some gold mines, but they have not made any survey. But the Russians, they say they have a very huge mountain of gold in the subject.
But Sumeru is made of gold, sir?
Yes.
How, where is that located?
In your mind.
No. Where is the sun located? No.
Sun?
Yes.
93 million.
No, no, sun, sun. Where is located, not?
Oh. It's out of my sight.
You cannot see.
Sumeru, we cannot see. I mean, it's not on the earth.
He can.
We have no idea. Maybe I call him also Maharaj. And this is a Brahmin.
I'm a Bandhu.
I don't know whether you are a Bandhu or yourself, but
well, I call you Maharaj.
In South America, one man went up the Amazon River and he found a place where he could pick gold nuggets up out of the water.
Gold nuggets are there in the river. In Africa,
gold?
Gold nuggets. Because gold never get, oxidized. It's always in pure. So nuggets, they are other people in big rivers even in Africa. Because when they come to the mountains, you know, there's nuggets are there.
There is one river in India, Subarnarekha. And between Odisha and Bengal.
The sand is up there.
Yes, there you can find gold.
The city of Johannesburg is built on the gold leaf. The leaf of gold. There's so much gold there, and to dig it up, they'll have to break the city streets.
They have another gold.
They deliberately built the city on top of the gold.
That South Africa is in the belt of Brazil. Brazil is a very difficult place to search about this thing, because they're all gender, no? Brazil in the south of Brazil.
Russians do not utilize the gold.
They see gold has got no value, so far as that. Because it is a stamping metal. Otherwise, what use it can be made of? So far as the samsara is concerned, iron is more important than gold. To tell the truth.
Let them
from the utility point of view.
Let them extend. You give them iron.
They don't want to. They may use it at some future day.
Therefore, they are
Karl Marx, Hegel, Engel, all these fellows are more materialists. All those three philosophers. And the philosophy of Karl Marx is the abstract materialism.
Now, one book has been published in Russia, an appreciation of Nehru. All the
he was a Marxist. You see, he went in 1912 to Moscow before the revolution to meet all those people.
This book is stories of different Russian scientists and politicians, philosophers, giving their appreciation of how they knew Nehru and.
That's who flattering.
Yeah.
Flattering.
So they've just presented this book.
From his house to credit.
Yes. The way the Baraha was struck courage, some school to put us up for food.
How they smuggled away the secret of atoms smashing from America, these Russians. They smuggled away the secret of atom bomb from America.
The Germans?
No, Russians smuggled away. No. Germans came to America and
that. From the Germans.
Yes, sir, but it is said that the German scientists ran away to America because they are afraid of Hitler. If Hitler gets the secret of atom, he would bomb out the whole world.
No, Hitler knew.
No, but they were not able to be successful to since.
He knew everything, but he did not like to do it. He said, yes, he was a gentleman, and these people are not gentlemen. He knew it perfectly. He said that I can smash the whole world, but I do not use that head. The Germans already discovered. But out of humanity, they did not use it. And all the your American and other countries, they have stolen from Germany.
I think, sir, the German scientists ran away during the wartime to America.
Some of them went to Russia, some of them to America.
The German scientists, they went to America, but the plans for these things were left in Germany.
Yes.
And the Russians came.
Yes.
The Russians got the plan. Oh, the Americans got the plan.
More scientists were there in Germany.
They say that Germany could produce more scientists because they had all our Vedas and our all secret ancient books with them.
That is also fast.
And one Shankaracharya, I don't know which, who was the professor in one of the colleges of Madras, he went and met Professor Nishan and talked about, and then he gave out one slope of two lines, which actually depicted how atoms could put this nest. That is in our conversation. Yes.
Yes, yes, sir.
Yes, perfect. Yo, Maharaj, come here, Nanu, Maharaj, so, Tamari,
I know, there was one Mr. Bhaduri in Benares. He was a great astrologer. So he told me that from Benares, the Germans have taken three books. One is Akash Patol, one is Kapodbahi, and is Kapodbahi. Kapodbahi is aeroplane. Ka means Akash. And there is another science, Kapodbahi, to carry man by the pigeons. That is not yet displayed. Kapodbahi.
There's the next.
And there is another Akash Patol. Any, even your chairs, you sit down by mantra.
We have in Mahabharata Bhim threw away those elephants and rowing in the sky. Yeah. And when Parikshit thought, how could he stand the dead elephant came down? This in the story. That means they were rowing about just like Sputniks of today. I don't know how
many books would they have had in they paid some 8 lakhs of it. That Mr. Bhaduri told me. Hare Krishna.
That means this religion must have felt the pangs of the modern sciences and then they must have lost it. No?
Yeah. Not lost, it is there. You don't take it.
Yes.
What is there? One who can
see. Yeah, that's your mouth, huh? God save you now. That's your mouth, Raja.
Yeah. Good boy.
They couldn't chant those mantras, though, could they?
Huh?
If they tried, even if they tried, they wouldn't be able to chant the mantras.
Why? Nobody taught them. You are chanting. How you are chanting? Nobody taught them. That is it.
Why the Germans there good Sanskrit scholars?
Yes, they.
Why?
Because they had very good convention for learning Sanskrit to know so many things. That was their research. They knew that in Sanskrit language there are so many wonderful things.
Now, sir, they say that in American universities also, many universities have started teaching Sanskrit.
Yes, many school, every college, every university, there is Sanskrit.
Great. He was the real man who, I mean, he, when he started studying Vedas, he realized that the Sanskrit language and the huge speech are of very great importance. He spread the thing in this.
International scholars meeting, this diet in March, this call, for studying Sanskrit. The diet in March which he used, that is international agreement of Sanskrit scholars.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Those marks.
Yes.
A and A and 2 and F, yes. I mean, this works. Yes, that is, that is international. I mean, they, nobody can say that. They have done it long back, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, national affairs.
Yeah.
There are so many scholars, even in Paris,
Germany, France,
Italy.
They were professor in residency college. When we are school children, they admitted Sanskrit is the mother of all languages. In fact,
Persian is the first letter of Sanskrit, it looks like that. When you say Persian, so many words, Sanskrit directly, taken Persian. The Russian language, I mean, so many words are there of Sanskrit.
Hmm? Now, whole world is Sanskrit.
First word, mother and father, that is Sanskrit.
Yes.
Matri and Pitri.
Everywhere. Really starts like that. All the language.
Now to know, from that knowledge.
Enough.
To know. Yeah, enough.
Yes.
That's the knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Mother is mare, and father is pear. One thing.
Yes. The grandmother.
Papi, Papa,
little Patro, brother.
Padre, Spanish father, Padre.
I did not understand. Latin. Latin is a more or less common. They have got those Sapta Vipatti in Latin also.
And this
grass has come from Krishna.
Christ.
Krishna. cow from cows. I mean cow from cows. Huh? It is absolutely not. So very easy.
We are Christian. And then Christian.
Christian.
That is similar.
Oh, nine, sir. But Christ was really a Bhagavat. I mean, in a true sense.
Anyone
who accepts God is Bhagavat. Christ has really taught absolutely Bhagavat. If you read all his saying and all what, I mean, the New Testament and his sermon and all, it's absolutely Bhagavat. I have studied very in great detail and compared the two myself. So Christ was the greatest Hindu.
To tell the truth.
But as those people in the Middle East were heathens and absolutely journalists, they crucified him. Had he been here, he would have been a big saint and a avatar.
The recent history is that he did not die. He came to Kashmir.
There is a tomb in Kashmir. I have read some research about it. The resurrection, they smuggled him out of that grave.
Yes.
Is it possible? See, when he was in the process, he had gone into a trance.
Even my yoga system,
he must have gone into trance.
He did. By trance,
he was a great yogi. There is no doubt about it.
By trance,
mm-hmm.
And he, on the cross, they say, he says, Father, don't forget, forsake me. That is the time he went into France, most probably. And he must have gone in France and say, utter the last word, Father, don't forget. And then when he was brought down in the lap of his mother, they took him in the cave, no? Under the car of those Italian soldiers. Then there was a big hurricane or something like that. And they all ran away. And after that, he was smuggled away from that place. Christ has rebuilt his father's temple in true sense, the way he spread the Christianity. The churches have degenerated in his teaching, unfortunately. It's the church. That happens with every religion. This race
is very bold indeed. Mm-hmm. God crushes this Jews. Somehow or other.
Jews?
Really, it's the God crushes this. They have produced wonderful people, right from Christ up to Professor Ansel. Very bold people. Very bold indeed. Mm-hmm. They are truthful to their convictions. They would die for the conviction. They will not, budge an inch. Very brave. Very brave. You look at the history of those people, really very brave. Very big.
Yes, it is a choices race of God. A fact.
Are they crucified?
Ramananda is very much pleased. I don't know who are they, but well, this is a fact. When you look back to the history, it's a real choices
race. It is also so.
Whatever it may be, I don't know them, who are they, but historically we look back. They are really very great people. They have died for the sake of their principles. Never budge an inch.
But they're impersonal.
Impersonal is a personal immaterial.
I talk of boldness.
Very bold people.
That's right. Yeah.
Truthful to their condition. Truthful to their condition, sir. That Shylock.
Yeah.
There are Shylocks everywhere. One Shylock does not mean a bad race. And that Shylock is the reason of that
way. Not in Europe. The Jews are treated like that.
Are there no Shylocks in Hungary? All these Marwaris, who are they? They are Shylocks. And they give you a lot of money. And well, you make them speak first before us.
Don't
say that.
The richest men in the world.
Maybe because they are very, assiduous in one, wherever they are assiduous. In collecting wealth also they are assiduous in collecting, them also they are assiduous. In knowledge also they are assiduous. And in preaching also. Look at the Christ. Look at the Christ. Against all odds, up to the end of his life, he remained one, truthful to his connection.
Every young man is sitting big hair. Ravanam Kesh. That is the symptom of this age. It is written in the Bhagavad. Ravanam Kesh.
Yes.
Vipratam Sutra Mevari. Vipratam Sutra Mevari. A man becomes granny simply by the thread.
They keep on the thread for sari. For keeping tea there. So that it may not be lost.
And Sampatri Rati Mihoi. Husband and wife is sex. Sampatri Rati Mihoi. This is everything.
The ideas were established so high that it was difficult for the common folk to read that.
It is not for common folk. It is for the Rajasis. Young Rajasis, not for the lower class. Therefore, the whole population was trained how to become Rajas. Now the lower class, they have taken the place of others. What is it? Krishna says that this time she is sent for the Rajas. One Raja says, he did not go to praise to the lower class. That is why it became master. Huh? That is why you became master. No, the system was master. The lower class, he became a student of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore it is master. Sakalena yoga nasta paranta. And anyone, any rascal is commenting on Bhagavad Gita. But it was meant for the Rajas.
Sir, I must have read at least, if not more, at least 20 commentaries on Bhagavad Gita.
Huh?
But I found the best by Acharya Ramananda.
Yes.
And yours. Yes. You are more parallel, more or less.
Yes.
I read in English, but that was in Sanskrit. The Sanskrit in Sanskrit.
Yes. Ramananda has wonderful. Vedic quotation.
And his Sanskrit is very easy. Ramananda.
Among the Vaishnavas, he was the greatest Sasa. And to kill the Mayavadi, he was the ablest person. Ramana. Still, in South India, the Mayavadis and the Ramanujas, they have talks. And the Mayavadis are visited, always.
These Acharya, they are all Ramanuja Acharya, for the Kriti Krishna Acharya and Rajgopal Acharya, and they are all the Vaishnavas of the Ramanuja Acharya.
Acharya means Vaishnava. Ayya. And Avaishnava, Nayya.
Nayas are non-Hindus, non-Aryans. Then they all Nayas are black, charcoal black, because they are not Aryans. Aryans are white.
In Madras there are many Brahmins.
Brahmins are Aryans, yes, and then they are quite, even though they have settled in Madras for generations together, they are still having this color.
There are Aryans, they are not Vaishnava, I think. Aryans?
Hari.
Acharya is your Vaishnava.
He is also Nayar.
Nayar.
He is Nayar.
Mr. Menon.
Nayar is not well.
Hello, then. Look.
Yes.
You have to serve the bandits.
Don't show them now. They are assholes.
Really? मैं कल एक ब्राह्मण को आदमी मर गया था उसको मैंने क्रियाक्रम करने के लिए बुलाया 8-7 बजे का 10 बजे तक नहीं आया अकेला फोन किया उसको आ रहा हूँ फिर 10 बजे मैंने फोन किया बोलता मेरा रास्ता में तबियत खराब हुई को पार्टी गरीब था इसके लिए नहीं आया ब्राह्मण का फर्ज है कल का बात बोलता
उसको बांध के लाना था ना
और हमने इसको कितना दफा उसको कम से कम 1000 रुपया उसको इनकम करके दिया है
मदर डाइड देयर रिलेटिव्स नेवर केम टू लीव करा So he himself dragged the dead body out and was having tea in his just in front of his house.
The Brahmin says, because he is Shankar, Vanna Shankar. Yes.
Who?
Shankaracharya.
Was he?
No. Yes. He was born when his mother was a widow. And she became pregnant by the priest. So she was going to kill herself. Then her father restrained her, don't do it. Your womb, there is a big personality. So the Brahmin community did not like.
That's why they
didn't. That was called Shankaracharya.
Oh. Born Shankara.
Yeah.
Shiv Shankar will not be Shankar. Samadhi Shiv Shankar is one Shankar. भाई तो गुटी फ्रेश से मारे तुमने एक करो फेसा ही करो चला भारत में कुछ
तुम्हें शंकर ही
आई उसमें नहीं कुछ शंकर आई डोंट थिंक यू आर यू करेक्टली
शंकर इस भगवान बट बिकॉज़ इस शंकर देयरफॉर ही इज नॉट एक्सेप्टेड एज गॉड देयर इज हरे कृष्ण
Sansar means mixed.
Yes. That is the explanation that
Kiran is a Thagudhikara.
Kiran, milk, becomes Dudhikara.
Dahi.
Dahi. So, there is nothing but milk. But you cannot call it milk.
But he was a Namudri but Brahmi. And I think his father was not a priest but a regular man.
Your daughter?
Yes. Yes.
Where is your son? अपना बच्चा को किधर छोड़ के आए? रोए जाना? अरे that was the case with this Ganesha, Sant Ganesha, that his father once became a sannyasi. And then he came back and had a grahastakram with his wife. Because he was ordered by his
guru. That is the case with Guru Balavata. He becomes sannyasi. Then I knew him.
Hello, sir.
The sannyasi cannot
be Balavata.
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 Sir, Valbhacharya is whose posture is like that. So many of them, all these Brahmins, they think themselves to be, some of them are even horrible people. Still they call them gurus. That was found by the Sukracharya. Acharya, Vaishnava. Sukracharya.
He has got a Indian tradition. The tradition means he is a lower class man. He has written the Ramayana in Malayalam, in Sanskrit or Sanskrit. He was the son of a Nambuiri. The Nambuiri was crossing a river just when he came so late. The river he cannot cross because the Ramayana is already gone. So he said that there is an auspicious moment. If I get a son, he will be a wonderful chap. So he went and steps in somebody's veranda. That lady, he was not getting sleep, walking up and down. He asked the lady of the house, came back and told, "Oh, Nambuiri only." So whenever I say, "Oh, at this auspicious moment, if I get a son, he will go on for that." So he got a son from that. And this man went away after so many years when he came. This boy, from his childhood, he went to the temple. And when he go there, he said, "Forest, forest, forest, forest," he used to say. Because these Brahmins are narrating the Vedas in such a bad way, it is all forest only, it is all darkness. So the Nambudri knew it, they gave some and after praying something, they gave the boy from that day stopped talking. When the Nambudri came after so many years that way, he saw this boy, he's dumb and found it. He understood it, then he gave another.
Patel was subordinate to Nehru.
You see, for the sake of the country, he accepted the subordination. Otherwise, whole India, all provinces selected him as the Prime Minister. But because this man would have spoiled the whole thing, he said, "I don't mind if my country is getting big."
He had a greatness of reason. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was 16 years old. He visited one great Kashmiri Pandit, Keshav Kashmir. This is a heritage. Dinghi Devi. when he came to nowadays, then he was visited by a boy, Chaitanya, Nimai Pandit.
The ancient times in Shankaracharya's times, Kashmir was...
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the evidence of his scholarship in the argument with Keshav Kashmiri and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Two places, he has proved himself very strong. Hare Krishna. Read that portion. Atmana Amastam.
Yes, yes. I just did for yesterday. I am reading Bhagavad Gita. I am the sixth adhyay. I have nearly finishing all the Bhushantra of Bharat Muni's previous birth and all this. Atmaram. That slok is repeated by so many Vaishnavas everywhere.
Can master books? No.
I think it's a good idea, but we don't have permission yet from the government to do that.
Oh.
We can't do that as yet.
Your book? Now we have to get permission for selling. Yeah. What? These books?
I don't think there is any need of permission.
Now, we give our promise.